Well, while all of the details are no doubt different, my prayer is that your story would be a lot like Nydia's. The second half of it. The finding hope and healing and freedom and purpose in Christ. And how great would it be if you could find that at the young age that you're at, sitting there in 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade. That would be amazing. And you have the opportunity to do it as you surrender your life to the Lord and continue to seek Him day by day, working on this curriculum, sharing with your leaders and others in your group. We really do believe that you have the opportunity to see God do a great work in your life. Man, Nydia did a great job. I don't know if she did it on purpose or not, but on summarizing just all of the steps that we're talking about and you're learning about in your curriculum. And so we're kind of at a halfway point right now in this program. And so I just want to orient everybody or reorient everybody real quick into where we are. So everybody open your books. You've got them in your lap to page 71. So 71 is one of those pages. We're going to try to change this in future curriculums, but sorry, you're the guinea pigs that are going through this first. It doesn't have a page number on it. So you'll have to go to like 73 and then go back. Oh, okay, that would be 72, that would be 71. But it's just the next page that has a summary of the steps towards healing. And if you haven't figured it out, each week has two or three lessons and then has a footprint that goes with it. And those are the lessons that you're working through between Monday nights. And so your next week is going to be focused on life change. That's on page 71. And each time, the step that you're working on that week is highlighted with a little footprint next to it. And so that's the marker in between the sections that you're working on each week. But I just want to summarize, and I want you to look at this page, but we'll put them on the screen where we're at in this program. We talked about the first step, which was help. We're broken and powerless to heal on our own. We admit that we desperately need help. In adult regeneration, that's step one, admit. Then we talked about entirely trusting God. And I heard Nydia use the word help. And then I watched her describe how she learned to entirely trust God, believing that a powerful, and not just powerful, but a powerful and loving God exists. We turn our lives completely over to Him. We believe in Him, and we trust our lives to Him. Then last week, we talked about assessing the situation with those buried bombs. We courageously and thoroughly examine our lives. And then this week, what we're doing is inviting others to walk with us. We're inviting a bomb squad in by sharing with them about what we have found buried deep within our hearts. And those are step 4 and 5, inventory and confession. Then here's what we have coming ahead. The next one is the letter L, life change. We take action. We make changes that God wants to make in our lives. That is a biblical word we're going to talk about next week called repentance. You have a definition of it in your book that you'll look at in the lessons this week, and I'll explain it more next week. But we repent, and then we follow God. And so then we move from that into initiating reconciliation, understanding that our broken relationship with God is the most important thing that we need to work on and recover. But then after that, because our relationship with God has been broken, our relationships with others have been broken. And because God created all of us, He desires for us to live in harmony and unity and oneness with one another, at peace with one another. The Bible says that people who know God should be peacemakers, not peace breakers, and not peace fakers. And so this next step, initiating reconciliation, says that we do our part to make peace with others by following God's plan for forgiveness and amends. And so we're going to talk about how do we forgive people that have caused harm to us? How do we make amends with people where we have caused the harm and brokenness? And we'll work through those steps. And then we'll go into the letter N, which is new habits. We seek God daily, our faith grows, and we continue to walk the steps towards healing. Remember the tagline that's on the cover of your book is walking the steps towards healing. It is something that we're constantly doing throughout the rest of our lives. And so in the new habit step, we learn how to apply everything that we've been learning over and over and over on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis for the rest of our lives. And then we end with the letter G, go and share. As we experience new life in Christ, we invite others to walk the steps of healing, towards healing with us. And you guys have the opportunity to share what you've learned and what you are walking with others who need hope and healing in their life. And so you guys are halfway through. You're doing a great job. I am so encouraged by how many of you are coming back week after week and you're doing the work. And I want you to continue to stick with it. Before next Monday, here's your assignment, just so we're all on the same page. You might jot this down in your book. Finish all of week 6's lessons. That's just 2 lessons, lesson 9 and lesson 10. And then there's a footprint. The footprint is called a repentance plan. So it's a similar kind of chart as your inventory, but now you're making a plan. You're looking for patterns in your inventory, and then you're thinking about what changes do I need to make in my life? And I'll get to talk to you a little bit more about that next week, but you're thinking through the places that you go, the people that you spend time with, and the habits that you've developed in your life. If God were to come into your life and change a few things, what changes would God want to make? And then how can you make those changes, and who can help you make those changes? So work through all of pages 72 through 83 before next week. And there's one column on that repentance plan that asks you about what God's word, what the Bible says about it. And I want to give you one helpful resource. Jot this down if you have a pen with you. It's called openbible.info. This is a great little hack. You should put this link on your phone if you have Safari, or make sure you access this on your computer. But the openbible.info/topics is a great page that you can see up at the very top of it. It says, what does the Bible say about, in that green section? And I just typed in the word anxiety because so many of us struggle with anxiety. And you put that in there, and then it just has every Bible verse that might be about that topic. And then people can even vote on them. So you'll see 780 people have voted on Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and 576 have voted on 1 Peter 5, 7. And so it kind of ranks what scriptures are most helpful for what topics. So that could be a resource. There's others online. This is just one of them that you could use if you're not familiar with the Bible and what scriptures speak to what issues. But as you're working through your repentance plan, you might find a lot of scripture in there to help you. And then just like last week, I showed you guys my inventory. I'm going to have it with me every week as you continue to work on your inventory. So if you feel like it's not finished, make sure you go back and keep working on it. But if you need to look at somebody's, your leaders will share theirs with you. But anytime you want to look at mine, somebody texted me this week and asked for, hey, can I see your harms by me section? I'm working on it and I'm stuck. And I just saved that section and sent it to them. So we'd be happy to help you if you're like, give me some examples of what this looks like. And the same is true. I have my repentance plan as well. And so if you want to stop by and glance at my repentance plan or email or text me, I will let you see that as well if that could help you work on that. Last thing, we're going to go into our rooms and we're going to have a little bit extra time to confess our inventories. And I want to remind you of one general principle and rule of regeneration is this, is what's said in region stays in region. I know some of you have shared things in your circles, in your rooms, that you've never shared with anyone else before. And some of you may be nervous or anxious about doing that tonight. And I think we all need to agree that what's said here stays here, that this needs to be a safe place for us to work on the things God wants us to work on, and we need to support each other. So I'm going to do a really cheesy thing. I want you to identify somebody sitting next to you and partner up. So everybody, just real quickly, partner up with somebody. If you need to do groups of three, that's fine, but pairs is better. So everybody's got your partner. And then I'm going to give you a few phrases that I want you to say to each other one at a time. So like you guys are partnered up, I'll give you a phrase, you'll say it to her, and then you'll say it to her, all right? And so I want us all to verbally hear these things, okay? So here's the first phrase I want you to say to each other. You ready? Say, this is a safe place. I only heard it once. Did everybody just say it once? I should hear it twice. You say this is a safe place to her, then say it back. Because when your mouth is open, your ears are closed. And so you need to be listening when someone else is speaking, and then you speak and they listen. All right, here's the other thing. Say this to your friend. I support you. Say this to your partner: nobody is perfect. And then lastly, remind them, say this: God loves you. All right, with that truth in your heart, that this is a safe place, that you are supported here, that nobody is perfect, so nobody is going to be surprised that imperfection has come into your life. Brokenness is everywhere, including our own lives. But with the reminder and the security and the hope that there is a loving, powerful God out there, and he is for us and he is with us, let's go to our step groups and confess. Get out of here.